Welcome to Briggs Stadium in Detroit, for the game between the Kansas City Athletics and the Detroit Tigers. Here are the starting lineups. For the Kansas City Athletics. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Bill Tuttle. Batting second. The right fielder, Hank Bauer. Batting third. The third baseman, Andy Carey. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Dick Williams. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Norm Seaburn. Batting sixth. The catcher, Pete Daly. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Jerry Lump. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Ken Hamlin. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Don Larson. Pitching for the Kansas City Athletics, Don Larson. For the Detroit Tigers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The third baseman, Eddie Yost. Batting second. The second baseman, Frank Bowling. Batting third. The left fielder, Charlie Maxwell. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Norm Cash. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Al Kaline. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Rocky Colavito. Batting 7th. The catcher, Lou Berberet. Batting 8th. The shortstop, Chico Fernandez. Batting 9th. The pitcher, Don Mossy. Pitching for the Detroit Tigers, Don Mossy. And now, play ball. Bill Tuttle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tuttle hits a fly ball, foul, into right field. Colavito settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Hank Bauer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bauer hits a line drive into right field. Colavito settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Andy Carey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carey hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Dick Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Eddie Yost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yost takes first base on ball 4. Frank Bowling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Yost. The throw from Daly and he is safe. Yost steals second. Frank Bowling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bowling hits a ball on the ground towards third. Carey fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Charlie Maxwell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maxwell hits a ball on the ground towards first. Williams scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Maxwell for the out. Two outs. Norm Cash is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cash hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Daly settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Norm Seaburn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seaburn hits a fly ball into center field. Kaline settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Pete Daly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Daly hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Jerry Lump is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lump hits a fly ball into left field. Maxwell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ken Hamlin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hamlin hits a ball on the ground towards third. Yost fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline hits a fly ball into left field. Seaburn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rocky Colavito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Colavito takes first base on ball four. Lou Berberet is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berberet hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Colavito moves to second. Chico Fernandez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fernandez hits a fly ball into center field. Tuttle settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Don Mossy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mossy takes first base on ball four. Colavito moves to third. Berberet moves to second. Eddie Yost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yost is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Yost hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Carey settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Don Larson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Larson strikes out. One out. Bill Tuttle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tuttle is 0 for 1 in the game. Tuttle hits a ball on the ground towards third. Yost fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Hank Bauer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bauer is 0 for 1 in the game. Bauer hits a ball on the ground towards short. Fernandez scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Frank Bowling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bowling is 0 for 1 in the game. Bowling takes first base on ball 4. Charlie Maxwell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maxwell is 0 for 1 in the game. Maxwell hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Bauer who is chasing the ball. Maxwell reaches third base with a triple. Bowling goes all the way around to score. It's 1-0, Tigers. Norm Cash is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cash is 0 for 1 in the game. Cash takes first base on ball 4. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline is 0 for 1 in the game. Kaline hits a ball on the ground towards third. Carey fields it and throws to second for the out. Maxwell scores. One out. It's 2-0, Tigers. Rocky Colavito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Kaline. The throw from Daly and he is safe. Kaline steals second. Rocky Colavito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Colavito is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Colavito hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hamlin scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Lou Berberet is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berberet is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Berberet is walked intentionally. Chico Fernandez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fernandez is 0 for 1 in the game. Fernandez takes first base on ball 4. Kaline moves to third. Berberet moves to second. Bob Trowbridge now pitching. Don Mossy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mossy is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Mossy takes first base on ball 4. Kaline scores. Berberet moves to third. Fernandez moves to second. It's 3-0, Tigers. Eddie Yost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yost is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Yost hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Berberet scores. Fernandez scores. Mossy moves to second. It's 5-0, Tigers. Frank Bowling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bowling is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Bowling hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lump fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Tigers 5, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Ozzie Virgil now playing shortstop. Andy Carey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carey is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Carey hits a ball on the ground towards short. Virgil scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Dick Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0-for-1 in the game. Williams hits a fly ball into left field. Maxwell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Norm Seaburn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seaburn is 0-for-1 in the game. Seaburn hits a fly ball into left field. Maxwell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Tigers 5, and the Athletics nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Charlie Maxwell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maxwell is 1-for-2 in the game, with a triple. He's got one RBI. Maxwell is called out on strikes. One out. Norm Cash is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cash is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Cash hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Bauer. Cash reaches second base with a double. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline is 0-for-2 in the game. He's got one RBI. Kaline hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Cash moves to third. Rocky Colavito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Kaline. The throw from Daly and he is safe. Kaline steals second. Rocky Colavito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Colavito is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Colavito takes first base on ball 4. Lou Berberet is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berberet is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Berberet hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Lump catches it and throws to first to double up Colavito. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Tigers 5, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Pete Daly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Daly is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Daly hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Jerry Lump is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lump is 0-for-1 in the game. Lump hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Yost settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ken Hamlin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hamlin is 0-for-1 in the game. Hamlin hits a pop-up, foul, towards the right side of the infield. Bowling settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Luke Klimchuk pinch hits for Bob Trowbridge. Luke Klimchuk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Klimchuk hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Daly moves to third. Dick Hall pinch runs for Luke Klimchuk. Bill Tuttle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tuttle is 0-for-2 in the game. Tuttle hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Daly scores. Hall moves to second. It's 5-1, Tigers. Hank Bauer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bauer is 0-for-2 in the game. Bauer hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Hall scores. Tuttle moves to second. It's 5-2, Tigers. Andy Carey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carey is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Carey hits a fly ball into right field. Colavito settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Tigers 5, and the Athletics too. The Tigers will come to bat. Ned Garver now pitching. Ozzie Virgil is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Virgil hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Garver fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Don Mossy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mossy is 0 for 0 in the game. With two walks. He's got one RBI. Mossy hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Eddie Yost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yost is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got two RBIs. Yost hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Carey settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Frank Bowling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bowling is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Bowling hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Lump settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Tigers 5, and the Athletics 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Dick Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0 for 2 in the game. Williams hits a fly ball into center field. Kaline settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Norm Seaburn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seaburn is 0 for 2 in the game. Seaburn hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Mossy fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Pete Daly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Daly is 2 for 2 in the game, with two singles. Daly strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Tigers 5, and the Athletics 2. The Tigers will come to bat. Charlie Maxwell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maxwell is 1 for 3 in the game, with a triple. He's got one RBI. Maxwell hits a ball on the ground towards first. Williams scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Maxwell for the out. One out. Norm Cash is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cash is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double and a walk. Cash takes first base on ball 4. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Kaline hits a ball on the ground towards third. Carey fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Rocky Colavito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Colavito is 0 for 1 in the game. With two walks. Colavito hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Williams settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Tigers 5, and the Athletics 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Jerry Lump is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lump is 0 for 2 in the game. Lump hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Ken Hamlin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hamlin is 0 for 2 in the game. Hamlin hits a pop-up towards short. Virgil settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ned Garver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garver strikes out. Two outs. Bill Tuttle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tuttle is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Tuttle hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bowling scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Tigers 5, and the Athletics 2. The Tigers will come to bat. Lou Berberet is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berberet is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Berberet hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hamlin scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Ozzie Virgil is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Virgil is 0-for-1 in the game. Virgil hits a fly ball into right field. Bauer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Don Mossy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mossy is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and two walks. He's got one RBI. Mossy hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Eddie Yost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yost is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got two RBIs. Yost hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hamlin scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Tigers 5, and the Athletics 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Hank Bauer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bauer is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Bauer hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 5-3, Tigers. Andy Carey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carey is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Carey hits a ball on the ground towards short. Virgil scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Dick Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0-for-3 in the game. Williams hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Norm Seaburn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seaburn is 0-for-3 in the game. Seaburn strikes out. Two outs. Pete Daly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Daly is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Daly hits a ball on the ground towards short. Virgil fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Tigers 5, and the Athletics 3. The Tigers will come to bat. Frank Bowling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bowling is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Bowling hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hamlin scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Charlie Maxwell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maxwell is 1-for-4 in the game, with a triple. He's got one RBI. Maxwell hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Bauer. Maxwell reaches second base with a double. Norm Cash is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cash is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double and two walks. Cash takes first base on ball 4. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Kaline hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Maxwell scores. There goes Cash trying to advance. Here's the throw, and he's out. Two outs. It's 6-3, Tigers. Rocky Colavito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Colavito is 0-for-2 in the game. With two walks. Colavito is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Tigers 6, and the Athletics 3. The Athletics will come to bat. Jerry Lump is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lump is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Lump hits a fly ball into right field. Colavito settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ken Hamlin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hamlin is 0-for-3 in the game. Hamlin hits a fly ball into center field. Kaline settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Harry Chiti pinch hits for Ned Garver. Harry Chiti is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chiti hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Bill Tuttle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tuttle is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Tuttle hits a ball on the ground towards short. Virgil scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Detroit Tigers, 6, and Kansas City Athletics, 3. Goodbye from Briggs Stadium in Detroit.